Hiya, it's Wildcards, the show where democracy chooses what we spend our time talking about. And with me here today, at the whims of democracy, are Abigail Rudkin, Neil Atkinson, Adam Stevens. Oh, every time, every single time, Adam Smith. Change your Zoom name to your real name, because I know your name, but I'm reading it off the screen just to be sure. I've also just called Abby Abigail as if I'm a sixth form tutor, which is discerning. And then I've got Mike Kearney, who I've called his proper name, so that's fine. We've got people here, some of them with their real names, some of them with their fake black Zoom names. And I'm Amelia Bonner, and I'll continue to get people's names right after this. And we're going to be talking about what you've been voting for on Twitter. If it's your first time listening to Wildcards, we put out a set of categories on Twitter on the Anfield Wrap account. You vote for what you want us to talk about, and that's what we spend our time chatting about. However, everyone here today has got a wild card that they can use at any point. So if they don't want to talk about what you'd like to hear, they can just talk about something else in that same category. Adam will wait until a really inconvenient point to use his, I imagine. So just listen out if one of us asked a really long question, probably something that I've like done a bit of reading on or maybe got a quote for, and that's when Adam Stevens or Smith will be here to usurp me.
More fool you.
It's a double fakey. He's doing a double fakey. All right, well, let's dive straight in with LFC, and the options were your favourite home derby. No one wanted us to talk about that. I think maybe we're all a little bit in denial that that's coming up soon. The summer rebuild or the injured player that you miss the most. But rather than dwelling on the past or the present, everyone would like to talk about the future, and it's summer rebuild that won in the vote. So this is going back to last week, and I know that it will have been spoken about on other shows, but Jürgen said that it's going to be necessary to rebuild a Liverpool squad in transition, that it's one of the main reasons that he extended his contract with the club. He said that, I know the majority of the outside world is just interested in the short term, but we have to be long-term focused, and that's what we are. So after you, Neil, I'm going to ask everyone to just go through different bits of the squad, but with you first, I want to look at what Klopp said in that same podcast. It was the Michael Calvin Football People podcast, I think, where he talked about Chelsea's new ownership and kind of wondering how other clubs are able to do it, and saying that if you don't have endless money where you can bring overnight change and bring in 10 players, you've got to be realistic in the way that you look at the situation. So if we're being realistic in looking at our situation without endless money, how does a summer rebuild look?